Week 8. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our 8th week online and the first week of June. This week marks a bit of a change as some students have returned to the classroom while others remain focused on remote learning. Despite our different locations, we will continue to work towards the same goals. Our weekly posts will now include a combination of activities we can complete on our devices, as well as activities we have worked on in class. I will adapt any in-class work so that they can be accomplished at home. Here are our goals for the week. Keep reading. Please continue reading on Epic Books and Kids A to Z. I know that we have been on these websites for several weeks now, but I encourage you to continue reading for enjoyment and finding books at your level. In addition to these websites, I invite you to visit the YouTube channel Read Along with PBS Kids. PBS has put together a collection of stories read aloud by notable people such as Michelle and Barack Obama, actress Kristen Bell, and author and illustrator Mark Brown. You can find this collection by clicking the link below. Have fun! Visit the library and music blogs. You can access Miss Yee's and Miss Rapp's websites here, and the links are provided. Try these journal prompts. Take a look at the following video prompts created by a former teacher named John Spencer, and select one to write about. Remember, the questions asked in the videos are meant to spark ideas, and you do not need to answer all of them. Idea 1. Create a new form of transportation. Idea 2. Invent a new subject or class in school. Idea 3. Invent a sport or game that can be played with social distancing. You can also view John Spencer's entire list of writing prompts at the link below. Please plan to work for a focused 20 minutes. You do not need to use these prompts if you already have a journal idea in mind. Don't forget to start with the date. Start June off with a poem. In your response booklets, please copy out the following poem. June. The day is warm and a breeze is blowing. The sky is blue and its eye is glowing. And everything's new and green and growing. My shoes are off and my socks are showing. My socks are off. Do you know how I'm going? Barefoot, by Eileen Fisher. When you are done, divide another page into four sections. Draw or write about four things we can do now that the weather is getting better. Try to think of activities that we usually wouldn't do in colder temperatures, such as go for a picnic. Slide, stack, and roll. Last week in geometry, we explored pyramids and tried to determine what shapes would make a good base. We were presented with the following chart and asked which shapes would work and which would not. If you said the circle and oval would not work, you are correct. Pyramids require a base with straight edges. A circle and oval are curved, therefore they would not be able to connect to the triangle faces of the pyramid. Well done to all those who tried. Today I would like to present a new set of 3D shapes, which includes a sphere, cylinder, and cone. These shapes are unique because instead of having straight edges and all flat faces, they have curved surfaces. These curved surfaces allow them to roll. With this in mind, today we will focus our attention on the movement of 3D shapes. Please click the link below to watch a short lesson on how shapes can be classified according to their ability to stack, slide, or roll. In your response booklets, copy down the names of the following 3D shapes: rectangular prism, sphere, triangular prism, cone, cube, and cylinder. Please note, you do not need to draw the shape. Next to each shape, determine if it can roll, slide, or stack. Remember that they can have more than one quality. Hang on to your responses, as I will post the answers next week. If you would like to print the worksheet, it could be found at the link below. Imagine a garden. In class, I read students the story My Garden by Kevin Hanks. It is about a young girl who imagines a magical garden and all the wonderful things she would grow. Please enjoy it on YouTube below or as an audiobook on the Epic website. After listening to the story, think about what your own magical garden might look like. Complete the sentence. If I had a magical garden, I would grow. Draw and write about your ideas. Here are a few examples from class. James would have a garden of chocolate, including chocolate trees, flowers, bushes, and grass. There would also be a chocolate river flowing through it. Omar would grow a tree that produces different color cars, and Maria would grow money and candy. Please email in your ideas. I would love to share them on the blog next week. Enjoy some art. Thank you for continuing to send in pictures of your mandalas. I would like to share the following creations from Camilla, Emma, and Shalom. Well done. I can tell a lot of thought and time went into creating them. This week, we will continue to use nature as inspiration for our artwork. Yesterday, I took students on a walk to collect leaves, sticks, pine cones, and other objects from nature. When we returned to class, we placed them under a blank piece of paper and rubbed a crayon over top. Here are some of the results. I invite you all to join in. How to create your own nature rubbing. 1. Go for a walk around your neighborhood and look for loose objects in nature, such as leaves, sticks, pine cones, and pine needles. Please remember not to pick off items from trees or gardens. When you return home, examine your objects and choose one to place under a blank piece of paper. If it is a leaf, be sure to place it bumpy side up. Step 3, peel the wrapper off a crayon and lay it flat on its side, directly over your covered object. Rub the object with a bit of pressure, but be careful of any pointy parts that might break through the paper. 4, select a new object and place it under a different part of the paper, and then repeat step 3. Step 5, continue until you feel your project is complete. Please note that we practiced several times before creating the final copy. Some objects were rounded and more difficult to rub over. We also discovered that some objects were just not working and decided not to use them. Have fun experimenting, and please send me in your results. I look forward to seeing them. Take a virtual field trip. So far, we have traveled up the coast of British Columbia, far north to Nunavut, and to the vast fields of the prairies. This week, we will venture straight across Canada to the rocky shores of the Maritimes. The Maritimes are a collection of coastal and island provinces located in eastern Canada. They are connected to the Atlantic Ocean and are defined by a rugged coastline. I invite you to travel across Nova Scotia through the lens of a drone camera and then continue your journey of the Maritimes with a National Geographic travel adventure. Please note that you may need to subscribe with an email address to view this site, but no password is required. There is no reflection or response to write this week. Just sit back and enjoy the scenery. Get moving. We will end our post by going full speed with Fresh Start Fitness. Let's get our heart rates and energy levels up with this cardio routine. Don't forget to stay hydrated. Enjoy your week, everyone. I will see you back here next Wednesday.